The Russian Federation finally got the United Nations Security Council hearing it wanted to discuss Russia's claims that Ukraine is developing bioweapons. At the Council's Thursday afternoon meeting, Russia's claims were not greeted warmly.
All Russia has are bizarre conspiracies that are no more credible today than when they first brought it to this Council 6 months ago.
Linda Taylor Green is the United States ambassador to the United Nations. She says Russia, in her words, is now trying to see if its lies can gain traction in the Security Council. But she says it will be frustrated.
So while I believe this meeting is a colossal waste of time, and we should decide just how much of our time we allow Russia to waste, I'm glad this council has the chance to see Russia's disinformation campaign for what it is. An attempt to distract from the atrocities Russian forces are carrying out in Ukraine, and a desperate tactic to justify an unjustifiable war.
The debate in the Security Council was over claims by Russia that the United States military is working with Ukraine's health department in order to develop biological weapons at laboratories in Ukraine. According to a 300-page letter submitted by Russia, 30 U.S.-backed labs in Ukraine are developing a variety of bioweapons, including anthrax, cholera, plague, and also a drone to spray infected mosquitoes. Russia wants an investigation of violation of the Biological Weapons Convention. Vasily Nebensia is Russia's ambassador to the U.N. He spoke through a translator.
For a long time, the Russian Federation many a time expressed concern with military biological activity, which is being conducted with direct facilitation and participation of the U.S. Department of Defense in the laboratories on the territory of former USSR republics, far from the North American continent and close to the Russian borders.
Other Security Council members were, like the United States, unsympathetic to Russia's claims. The representative of France, speaking to a translator, called Russia's allegations dangerous and irresponsible.
No one would be deceived by an attempt to use this allegation as a pretext for an escalation. Let this be clear. We reject any and all pretext for an escalation, whatever it is, from Russia.
The ambassador added that Russia's claims are not corroborated by any evidence.
Russia, once again, is sowing confusion. It is trying to divert the attention of the international community and of its own people from the catastrophic reality of its war of aggression.
Of course, Russia was not completely without allies on the 15-member council.
China, once again, calls on all parties to meet each other halfway.
The Chinese representative called for an investigation because Russia deserves answers to its complaint. Russia is calling for an investigation followed by a report and recommendations by the end of November. After that, Nebensia says Russia will decide how to move forward. Meanwhile, later this week, inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency will arrive in Ukraine to investigate another Russian claim, this one that Ukraine is preparing to use a dirty bomb to spread fallout and blame it on Russia. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.